Russell Martin Albers was sentenced Thursday in Humboldt County Superior Court to 136 years plus 4 months to life in state prison. Judge Kelly Neal handed down the sentence in Courtroom 7, closing out a case that began nearly 3.5 years ago in the early morning hours of December 27, 2022. Albers pleaded guilty back in April to 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. As part of that plea deal, he stipulated to aggravating circumstances but also waived his right to appeal. In doing so, avoided a lengthy jury trial. 10 other charges, including kidnapping, domestic violence, and evading a police officer, were also dismissed as part of that deal. The crimes that unfolded in December of 2022 shook a Eureka neighborhood and forever traumatized the families involved. Just 2 days after Christmas, Russell Albers went to a home on Crane Street in Eureka where his former partner had taken refuge with her sister and her sister's partner. Prosecutors say he forced his way inside, armed with a handgun, and opened fire. The couple, parents of a 4-year-old girl who was home at the time, were both killed. A family friend was also shot and left with an injury that shattered her pelvis. The 4-year-old girl watched it all happen. Albers then forced his wounded former partner into a vehicle before eventually dropping her at a hospital and fleeing. He was captured the next day after a high-speed pursuit that stretched from McKinleyville to Trinidad. At the Thursday hearing for sentencing, several people addressed the court before the sentencing with victim witness impact statements for the judge to consider. The first person to speak, appearing by video, was an aunt of one of the 2 people killed. Speaking directly to Albers, she said, "I would like Mr. Albers to know he took a part of our family away." She told the court that she hopes, in her words, that Albers dies in prison and that he never comes out because that's what she believed he deserved, she said. Next, the child's adoptive guardian gave an extended statement describing how the little girl's ongoing trauma has impacted her life and her family. She told the court that the child, now 8 years old, being 4 at the time of the killings, has told her she doesn't want Albers ever released and would like Albers to stay in prison out of fear that he would find her and kill her also. The guardian said the girl is now considered at high risk for lasting mental health and physical health challenges because of what she has witnessed and the trauma that it induced. Addressing Albers, she said, as to the little girl, quote, "She is not the same. She will never be that child again." And in closing, looking at Albers seated only a few chairs away at the end of the defense table, she raised her voice and forcefully told Albers, "I will be at every parole hearing until you die." Next, the child's own written statement was read aloud in court by a victim witness advocate from the district attorney's office. In it, she described having to step over her father's body during the incident. She said, quote, "My dad's eyes were open, but I knew he was dead." Albers' former partner also issued a statement to the court. She had been shot and forced into a vehicle the night of the killings and delivered an angry, emotional statement describing Albers as controlling and dangerous long before that night. She told the court that she watched Albers kill her sister and that she believed her niece would be next if she didn't leave with him. She said Albers has never shown genuine remorse and claimed he has, in her words, bragged about what he did. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office told the court there was little to add to what the victims had already said, describing the crime scene investigators found as not unlike something out of a horror movie. Albers himself declined to address the court directly, but did have a prepared written statement. His attorney, David Nims, read that statement on his behalf. In part, he said, quote, "I am so very truly sorry. I hate myself for what I've done. I pray for you all every day," as well as noting that his actions had disgraced him. In conclusion, Attorney Nims argued that his client is not, quote, "a monster," pointing to Albers' guilty plea and his decision not to appeal. Before pronouncing the sentence, Judge Neal told Albers she would never understand how a person could pick up a firearm and extinguish a life, she said. She also noted that he had many chances to turn away from what he ultimately did, and then handed down the sentence count by count. 15 years to life on the first murder charge, plus a 20-year firearm enhancement. 25 years to life on the second charge of first-degree murder, plus another 25-year enhancement, and consecutive terms on both attempted murder counts, each carrying its own firearm enhancement, for a total of 136 years and 4 months to life in prison. Reporting from the Humboldt County Courthouse, I'm Ryan Hudson for KMUD News.